Now, so far as letters to the Evening News are concerned this week, saw quite a political flavour. In trying to avoid these, we have chosen just three from this week's offering, but they are quite lengthy.
Paul Milner of Sheringham comments on the obesity problem facing the populace as a whole and hints at the current trend to blame everyone but oneself. He says, "We can blame governments for many things, but to blame them because as a nation we're too fat is absurd." Tam Fry, the spokesman for the National Obesity Forum, says, "All governments have failed catastrophically to cut obesity to 2000 levels." He then goes on to say, "It's a pipe dream reducing obesity unless there is a sea change in the attitude of Downing Street." Governments of all persuasions have been telling the populace for decades to eat less, eat better, drink less, exercise more, and furthermore that if we ignore these messages, we'll increase our chances of contracting type 2 diabetes as well as suffer other illnesses. However, despite this, along with regular reports on the financial cost of obesity to the NHS, which was over £6 billion back in 2014-15, and the fact that the annual spend on the treatment of obesity and diabetes is more than the amount spent on the police, the fire service and the judicial system combined, we still eat too much and do too little. But now it seems it's not our fault, it's the fault of government. As a nation, we need to collectively grow up and face the fact that we are our own worst enemy when it comes to obesity. 50 years ago, there was not an overweight or obesity problem, but now it's a health and economic problem of catastrophic proportions, and we, as individuals, not the government, need to get a grip and do something about it.
Then Bill Martin of Norwich suggests that there is fruit to be harvested from alongside railway tracks. "I like to forage, if only to get free food. I did quite well for sweet chestnuts this year and have quite a few in storage. My concern at the moment is apples going to waste if they are not picked. There are three trees on network rail land near where I live, and I have been in touch with them with a view to harvesting them. They, however, refuse to engage in any way, so either I collect any that I have fallen and are, alas, usually bruised, or if I have harvested any, they must be without their blessing. I've developed my own device for safely picking the fruit from ground level, so there is no danger whatsoever to myself or anyone else. It seems such a terrible waste, and they could at least give them to a food bank to bolster their charitable standing. If nothing else, it would save them the effort of cleaning up the mess. I hope their managers read this and feel suitably shamed."
Finally, a big thank you from Chris Page of the British Legion Poppy Appeal. "To all the public of Norwich, I would personally like to say a big thank you for all you have given to the recent British Legion Poppy Appeal over the week prior to Remembrance Day. I was out for 4 days, spending about 6 hours a day standing on the Haymarket in full replica World War II uniform of the Desert Rats, which my father was part of. The total amounts from the appeal, which included collections from Norwich City's match against Watford, was an amazing £2,973.83. At half time, we paraded around the ground. So I'd like to send out my grateful thanks to everyone who knows me better as Memoirs of a Desert Rat, which can be found on Facebook.